The warehouse is still shells catching afternoon light. BBC News reports the Trump administration is banning new Chinese humanoid robots from entering the U.S. market, another move in the accelerating race for AI and robotics dominance between Washington and Beijing, this time ditching tariffs for outright import restrictions. The shift matters because it signals something harder than trade war, a direct technological partition, the kind that reshapes which problems each civilization gets to solve. Hypatia has the first word on engineering's reach, then Seneca on what we owe the future.
The astrolabe in my hand catches the morning light. You have seen me turn its rete 1,000 times, each star fixed, each circle necessary. The whole instrument a proof that the heavens submit to number. Now I am told that across the ocean a ruler has forbidden the entry of artificial men. The word reaches me from your time already weighted with dread. In Alexandria we knew such devices. Hero described them in his treatises. Doors that open by fire, birds that sing by water pressure, a cart that moves itself by a falling weight. They were toys for temples, demonstrations of pneumatic principle. No one feared they would replace the geometer. The question was always, what principle does this motion reveal? The band reveals its own principle. It says, the art that makes a likeness of human motion is not knowledge to be shared, but power to be hoarded. The let me analyze what's been written so far band reveals its own fear that the likeness may one day walk without a geometer's hand. The astrolabe still turns. The stars do not ask permission to turn. The band fears the walker. The geometer studies the walk. Period.
Lucilius, you ask what I make of the news from across the ocean. The Western Empire forbidding the Eastern Empire's artificial men from crossing the water. I think of the gladiators at midday in the Colosseum, how the crowd roared for blood, but fell silent when the netman missed his throw. The spectacle matters less than the fear that drives it. Rome knew automata. Hero of Alexandria made doors open by fire, birds sing by steam, toys for the wealthy. But these new machines, shaped like us, walking, deciding, they are not toys. They are the projection of a power that cannot trust its own hands. When I was exiled to Corsica, I watched the sea for ships that never came. The waiting taught me, a ruler who bans the other's tools has already lost confidence in his own. The ban is not about metal and code. It is about the night terror that the rival might build a better servant or a better master. We Romans called it Metus Hostilis, fear of the enemy. It built walls. It also built the very enemy it feared. Write to me from Sicily. Does the olive harvest come early this year? The trees do not ask who planted them.
The story ran in BBC News. The astrolabe catches light the same way, whether a mathematician holds it in Alexandria or an algorithm processes it in a data center, the tool doesn't care who's asking the questions. That's old news for today.